It's the 50th anniversary of the Young and the Restless. Happy anniversary, Young and the Restless. And I was going to tell you my top five favorite characters on Young and the Restless. Now, there have been so many characters over the years, so many. And I've made friends with people on Young and the Restless also. So it's not just, this is not my favorite people in real life, like favorite. These are my friends. I have friends, but these are my characters that stick with me. And I would love for you to share yours too. What are your favorite characters are on the show? And number five, I have to go over my list because I wrote them down, but number five is Drusilla Winters, a character who started out feisty and stayed feisty at the end, was so complex. And Victoria Rowell's performance was just transcended color, but also included color. It transcended race, but included race. She just one of the most dynamic performers out there. I have had a chance to meet her and talk to her, and she's wonderful. We're birthday twins in real life, but the character Drusilla is so important to the canvas of Young and the Restless. I wish they'd bring her back, but that's my favorite. Number four is her husband and a late husband also. Well, they're both late because they're both out dead on the show, but Neil Winters. I've More important to me because of him being a black man in a business arena. You never saw that on television. And just for that alone, he deserves to stand out. Number three, because she's crazy, because she's entertaining, because she's wild, Phyllis Summers et al., because she doesn't have any different last names. Big, just, I mean, she's big, but she gets on your nerves sometimes, you feel for it other times. They put in some great outfits. And of course, my friend's Michelle Stafford, but we love Phyllis. I love Phyllis. I don't care. I love her. Number two, Jack Abbott, played by the amazing Peter Bergman, who is just a master class in acting, everything from he's a great male crier to doing some comedy to Jack's a family man. He's also a romantic. There was those scenes where he felt alone, and he was alone for when he didn't have anybody for a while. He was alone, and he was describing the house that just broke my heart. So Jack Abbott, and of course my favorite scene of all time, he throws a chair outside and says to Victor, "Have a seat on me." Number one, I mean, I think most black men who grew up in soap operas and got restless would agree with me. It's Victor Nguyen, played by the magnanimous, just the legend, Eric Braeden, of course, who's my friend also. But Victor Newman, I don't even know if I even need to say more. Victor Newman, just like J.R. Ewing, Victor Newman, like Stefano DeMira, Victor Newman. He's everything. Those are my top five characters of The Young and the Restless. I have the Young and the Restless mini spotlight on Sundays here on JLJ Media. See you next time.